Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy. I'm a careers consultant here in DCU Career Service. Today is part of the spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October. I'm actually joined by two DCU alumni who work in Accenture. I'm joined firstly by Sive Walsh, who is a consulting analyst and graduated in 2017 from Athletic Sports Therapy, and Sarah Whelan, who graduated only last year in 2019, who completed electronic computer engineering in DCU and is currently working as an application development analyst. So you're both very, very welcome.
Thanks so much for having us. Happy to be here.
Brilliant. Now, I'm just going to start off with yourself, Sive. Accenture, it's a brand we know well, but maybe you could explain a little bit more to us about who is Accenture and what do they do, and what do they do particularly in Ireland?
Yeah, so as many people know, Accenture is a massive company globally. It's a big technology consulting firm. So we work in a diverse range of industries within Ireland, which includes financial services, life sciences, so some pharmaceutical companies, health, public services, some different clients in kind of the communications and media area, as well as resources. So we've a lot of different industries that we focus on. And probably the biggest thing we do is go into our clients and help them solve problems. So we go in and see where they can improve on and find solutions for them. A lot of the time focusing on technology, but that's not our only area of expertise. We've over 4,000 employees in Ireland as well. So we are a massive organization. But it doesn't really feel like that when you're working there. There is lots of different clubs and societies, so there's plenty of ways to get involved and know loads of people across the company.
Is the office based in Dublin, or are you in different parts of Ireland? Or
yeah, so we're mainly based in Dublin. We have three different offices in the city centre. And then a lot of the time, if you're in consulting particularly, you'll be sent out to client sites. So you could be anywhere in Dublin. There are some clients in Cork as well. But it's mainly in Dublin.
Brilliant. You might just bring us through your own kind of career journey there, Sive, when I have you on this side. Can you tell me a little bit about you did ATT and DCU and what prompted you to go forward for the graduate programme in Accenture?
Yes, I suppose it's a bit of a change, but change is always good, I think. So I did ATT and DCU. I was lucky enough to go to Stanford as part of my final year to do an internship there, which I loved as well. And I always liked working with people, I suppose, but not necessarily loved the kind of physio-y area of it. So when I finished college, I did go and work in kind of ski resort and everything as an ATT. But then when I came home, I decided to do a bit of a change that I still really wanted to work with people and on teams with people. And the Accenture grad program kind of jumped out to me as a way to do that, because it's quite a collaborative company and we work really closely as a team to make sure we can solve problems, which is very similar to ATT. You're always trying to fix people's injuries. So it's kind of similar mindset, but just different industry, I suppose.
And that's great then, just the whole transferable skills, you know, and it just kind of, suppose, recognize the strength of the degree and the strength of your own interests, and that it can map over into so many other different professional areas.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something that Accenture are really big on, is they don't kind of focus on what your degree is, more so on the skills you've learned and how you can bring that into the office environment. Because I think a lot of people who come in on the grad program, particularly for consulting, aren't necessarily from degree courses that people would automatically assume they'd be coming into kind of the big consulting.
And yeah. You might just tell me, you know, your role, your job title is consulting analyst. Well, can you just tell me a little bit more about, you know, what does that mean on a day-to-day basis? What does that mean? What's the lived reality of that job title?
Yes, that can change kind of from day to day. So some days we're kind of doing project management type work. Other days we could be making presentations for the client. We could be in client meetings, kind of figuring out ways they can improve. We be working on Excel a little bit as well. I'm currently on an FS client, so we do a lot of data sampling. So kind of looking through different accounts and trying to figure out where we can improve the systems within the FS client. So it can really vary depending on where you are, but a lot of it is kind of the same skills you'd be using throughout.
So it's a bit back down to what you about ATT, you're looking for performance improvement.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, it is very transferable, what we learned in that. You're trying to improve people's performance. And it's the same then, just it's kind of a larger scale, I suppose, with the companies that we work with.
Brilliant, brilliant. I might go over to yourself there, Sarah. So you might just bring us through the whole application and selection process for the graduate program in Accenture.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. So first of all, applications are currently open. So if Accenture is a company you're looking at, I do encourage you to apply. We're currently recruiting for 5 areas in our graduate program: analytics, consulting, software engineering, cybersecurity, and business and technology integration. So really, any kind of degree program could fit in at Accenture. There's room for STEM graduates, technical graduates, but there's plenty of room for anyone who doesn't have that type of degree and would like to pursue a career in technology or consulting or analytics as well. Like I said, the applications close on the 16th. After that, there'll be an online assessment followed by a virtual assessment center. That usually takes place around the end of October. Then after that, there'll be a final round interview. And then hopefully, all going well, after that, you'll receive your offer.
Brilliant. So we just might actually step back through those processes a little bit more deeper, if you don't mind. So
yes,
we start off with, is it an online application or is it a CV?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an online application. So if you go onto the Accenture website, there'll be a link to guide you through the application via our Head Start application. So you'll be asked for your skills, some of your job or your job experience, maybe any volunteering experience you have, etc. Then following on from that, there'll be an online assessment.
So would that be kind of like a psychometric test, is it? Or
not really. It's more kind of like a skills assessment. So it's, are you a problem solver? Are you a motivated learner? It's that kind of assessment.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, a little bit of a deeper insight as to what your skills are, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And then following on from that is a virtual assessment centre. I remember doing mine, it was quite fun. Sadly, in this time we have to move it online. And this is a more kind of hands-on experience. So there'll be sample problems to solve. There'll be like kind of small kind of one-on-one interviews, kind of gauging what you could bring to Accenture.
Sure.
That's usually a day-long assessment center. And then following on from that is your final round, kind of what people would see as a standard interview with one of our managers here that will go through, basically just a more formal interview.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, and then that will be the last thing for the whole process.
Yeah. So in fairness, it's quite a staged out process, but in fairness to both Accenture and anybody applying, you'll get to know each other along that continuum there. And, if you keep getting brought forward each stage, you learn more and more about the role and more about your fit for Accenture. So then hopefully there'll be a good fit then by the end of the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. So I just want to maybe have a chat with yourself then, Sarah. So you only finished up last year then?
Yeah, I sat my exams June 2019, got my results, spent the summer trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I think the good thing about Accenture is it gives you such a wide variety of options. So they work with hundreds of companies everywhere pretty much. So for me, it was a case of I'm not sure what I want to do, and this is a company that offers me that straight off the bat.
So what I'm going to hear from you liked the diversity. Was that it, of working with different clients,
That was definitely one of the big things that drew me to Accenture, just the kind of opportunities that I knew it would open up for me.
Brilliant. So can you just talk me through, because obviously, we understand it's COVID now and people have to work virtually or a little bit more virtually anyway, but you might just talk us through you know, the first days, the first weeks, you know, those kind of memories that you have, about it, you know, just what your reflections are about it now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined Accenture back in March, which I'm sure you can remember is just...
Oh my goodness, so it's COVID that recent. I was thinking maybe last September. Okay, so you actually onboarded during lockdown practically.
I did, yeah.
Okay, well, that's fantastic because, as the saying goes, that's as bad as it's going to get then. Isn't that really it to, you know...
I mean, that was my outlook to it, and Accenture really adapted to it very well. You know, we had our training... set out immediately the day we were supposed to join. Everything was really well prepared. Even the instructors that they managed to call in kind of last minute really kind of set the ball rolling, really high standard from the get-go. I got to know so many people in the first 2 or 3 weeks that it didn't really feel to me like I was, you know, sitting at home in my kitchen, because I was really kind of connecting with these people almost instantly.
Brilliant. So... You know, so you were obviously put on a particular team can we just ask you a little bit about your role? What does it mean to be an application development analyst?
I think at Accenture, you know, depending on where you're placed, it can mean different things. For me, at the moment, it kind of means, you know, being kind of new to the company, it means kind of training and learning and like kind of becoming a part of a team. So, you know, there's, if you're going down the programming route, there's hundreds of programming languages you can learn. I've picked a couple that I'm going to focus on, and I have a mentor who's guiding me through the process. I have, you know, teammates who are, you know, helping me on projects that I'm working on, and I'm trying to help out them. And really kind of day to day, it's wake up, figure out how I can help or what I need to do today. And a lot of the time that's, let me try figure out this new system, or let me try figure out how I can be of help to someone today.
Brilliant. So how have you, you felt it was a very good onboarding experience. Can you just tell me a little bit about, you know, are you working virtually at the moment, or are you going to client sites, or how is that working for you now?
I was working virtually at the start. I was lucky enough to be on client side during the summer. When we had the really nice weather, I was, you know, sitting in an office. That was really fun. But I am back virtual at the moment. I know, like, recently the numbers have started rising again, so everyone's being really cautious about it. So at the moment it is virtual for me anyway.
Brilliant. So, I mean, it's obviously about being agile and just kind of, I suppose, rolling with whatever comes up. You know, not saying it's easy, but it's never easy. But you just have to take it one day at a time, really, I suppose. Isn't that it? And
absolutely. Yeah, the flexibility is key for this.
Absolutely,
I suppose, situation.
And not overthink it too much, maybe, you know. So I might just come back to yourself, Sive, and you might just talk me through, you know, your whole kind of getting to grips with the graduate programme, and say from a consulting side, what did that mean in the early days and months?
Yes, I suppose mine is probably a bit different to Sarah's, because we were actually in the office for my first week. So that we were really lucky in that sense that we got to see people face to face. So there's a lot of kind of, they call it consulting academy at the start, so, or analyst academy. So we had loads of different kind of people come in to us talking about their experience, training us in on different key skills we'd need. So like things like project management, presentation skills, all the sort of stuff that's really vital for your career within Accenture. We got a full week of training in that. And we even got to do a charity day. So that's one of the things within the Accenture package and the grad program, is you get 2 charity days a year. So we actually got to go out to Concern on the first week for half a day and help out there. So I think that was a really good way to kind of integrate into the way Accenture is that, you know, it is a very people-focused company. So that was kind of the first week. And then after that, it's all about kind of training up, making sure your skills are where they should be, and then just being ready to help out with anybody who asks you for a bit of help, whether it's making a presentation or looking at Excel or anything like that. You just kind of need to be ready and just have a can-do attitude and just say yes to anything. I think that would be my biggest advice to people, is just to get straight into it and just keep networking as well is a big thing. It's just kind of get your name out there, I suppose, as well. That's the big thing within the first few weeks.
And just, you know, in fairness, both of you mentioned that there is, you know, a serious amount of support and training. But I suppose you're a bit longer there now, Sive, and without breaking confidentiality or anything, but if you can talk in general terms, you know, kind of what were you doing that you kind of start believing, oh God, I'm getting the hang of this, you know, I've made a contribution there. What I did there made a difference, you know, and I'm not asking for a jaw-dropping reason there or anything like that. But, you know, we often hear about the, you know, lots of graduate programs, lots of support and whatever, but there's a lots of doing as well. You're paid from the start, you're contributing from the start. But, you know, can you maybe give me a little insight into kind of, you know, when you kind of started and went, oh, yeah, this is why they hired me. This is what I've been bringing to the table.
Yeah, so like as I said earlier, it's kind of the big thing for me was being involved with people. So I actually, my first team was on an internal team. So I actually got to do loads of workshops with clients and how kind of we work. And obviously at the start, this is at the start when it was kind of we just started the virtual world. Mm-hmm. And it was showing clients how they can kind of utilize different online collaboration tools, such as like Mural. And I don't know if you ever heard of that, or like even Zoom itself. Mm-hmm. And showing them how to use that better. And I think getting feedback from clients and when they went and used it then within their own company was definitely a really big thing, because like we got to work directly with them, show them how it can benefit them and then go out. So I suppose for me, that was a big thing, was kind of being able to help people get used to the new situation we were in as well.
Yeah, and you just had that confidence ready to do it at that stage.
Yeah, definitely. Like from day one, I think like my manager that I had on that team as well, he gave us all so much confidence in being able to go out and do it. Like we had to sit there, figure out how to use the systems and then be able to teach other people. So it's definitely something that's fostered like a lot of responsibility very soon on, but at the same time, not too much where you feel overwhelmed. I think that was a big thing for me. Like anytime I got to do any of the workshops or lead anything, I really felt like I was ready to do it.
And just going on to the point around skills with yourself there, Sive, because obviously soft skills is important as well as the more technical skills, you know, in the area that you're working in. But just to hone in on some of the soft skills, we hear an awful lot about them and how important they are for the workplace. So can you maybe speak to that a little bit more, and what have you found in your experience to, you know, what's good to bring to the table?
Yeah, I definitely say, I know a lot of people probably say this, but communication skills is definitely a huge thing for consulting, because within consulting, like some of us, like I personally never was the most technology focused person in the world. So like for me to come into a big technology company was a bit overwhelming. But I think what you have to do is figure out how you can communicate it to other people, because a lot of the other people you're talking to as well don't really understand the technology either. So it's good to have a mix of people who are really experienced, who can then communicate it to people like me, maybe, who aren't as technology literate. And then if they, like, that's the big thing, to be able to communicate your expertise to other people. So I think that's probably the biggest one for me. And then within Accenture, I think your personality is a big thing that they like to see. I know, like, within the interviews and stuff, it's not always focused on the skills. It's also focused on what you can bring to Accenture that's a bit different from everybody else. So whether it's kind of your hobbies outside, because there's a big thing on extracurricular activities as well, I think. So to show off your personality as well, it's definitely a big thing.
Well, I suppose even during the whole selection process, being able to, you know, because from, I suppose what I'm hearing from you is around the communication skills there, maybe for particularly for the role that you're doing now at the moment, is your ability to explain within that suite of communication skills. You know, we often talk about communication skills, but what do they mean in reality? So what I'm picked up from you there is your ability to explain there obviously seems to be an important attribute for you to bring forward into it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And then I suppose for our listeners is that, you know, Accenture, they do, and I suppose it is on the application form, you know, a little bit more explaining who you are, what you're about, your, I suppose, interest in extracurricular. And then that's your opportunity at the application or the interview or the, you know, there'll be opportunities for you throughout the process, maybe to explain the goosebumps for you, as you know, around your extracurricular, what motivates you around your extracurricular, And I suppose, you know, why you give it so much time, why does it bring you so much joy as well? So that can be a vehicle for helping you, I suppose, communicate very effectively to Accenture, so therefore they can see the potential in your communication skills. So I suppose big shout out to the readers, you know, if you like reading, you know, you might need to expand on that. You know, what does that actually mean? What genre? Why do you like a certain book? Why would you recommend that particular book? Why books don't you like? You know, why don't you like them that way? Why don't you like that genre? So it's just to try and, you know, pull out and explain and communicate to the recruiters so they get a bit of an insight into your personality as well. So I might just move back over to yourself there, Sarah. I know all our IT and engineering students, you know, would be probably screaming at me to say, no, ask her more about the technical stuff. You asked her nothing. So I'm reaching out as a non-technical person. And I suppose I'm just going to get you to go back in. And you mentioned, you know, obviously IT languages and stuff like that. So I suppose is, if you can think about the people that were in the class with you, all the engineers, all the IT people, the electronic engineers, you know, you kind of cross into that space a lot, you know, the IT and core engineering. And just think about, say, the final year students, you know, they're want to know a little bit more about what you do or will be potentially doing as you progress. Because obviously you've only started in March and we understand, you know, you're really still, you know, very much going through the early stages there on your role there. But if you could just speak a bit more to the technical, if you could see me, I'd be nodding wisely, probably wouldn't be able to understand what you're saying to me. But if you could actually speak to that, because I think that more technical listener would appreciate a little bit more detail there.
Okay, sure, no problem. The main thing that Accenture focus on is problem solving more than anything. So more than any particular language, more than any particular style or design that you can think of, it's the problem solving that they look for in everything. That being said, there is openings for software developers. If you're like me, there's openings there. There's openings for testers. There's openings for design thinkers, people who know what the technology has to do, but not necessarily how to implement it. There's openings there. There's openings for people who want to learn more about technology. Maybe you didn't come from a technology degree, but you want to get into it. There's an opening. Any skills that you've learned in your degree, any kind of programming, any kind of, you know, break it down into small bite-sized chunks, problem-solving, learning kind of skills you have, they'll all stand to you at Accenture, and that's essentially what Accenture is looking for. But the main thing is the ability to look at an upcoming technology or maybe a technology you're not familiar with and learn about it and understand and be able to explain that to someone else. So if you're someone who's doing your research, you know what the upcoming, you know what the big technologies are this year, last year, next year. Accenture work with all of those, and there is there's openings in all of them. All of the AI, blockchain, any of the buzzwords you can hear, there's room at Accenture for them.
Brilliant. So what I'm actually hearing from you is that it's really the up and coming technologies and future technology. So if you have a good curiosity around anything, you know, because I mean, blockchain, you know, it has been around a few years now. I know that a little bit now. But at the same time, like, you know, its potential is really only probably starting to get going, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in a commercial sense.
Yeah, because there was a lot of research going on beforehand, wasn't there?
Yeah,
brilliant.
Absolutely.
So are you finding, you know, that clients are much more open to the new technologies, especially around AI and exploring their potential?
From my very limited experience anyway, pretty much every client that I've had contact with wants to know what they should be doing, what they should be looking at. Are they missing something because they're reading too much into some other type of technology? You know, is there a solution that's amazing that's out there that just hasn't occurred to them yet? So everyone is kind of in this boat of what can I do to learn about this, how could this benefit me?
Yeah.
That's the big question right now.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because I suppose is that we all, you know, any, I suppose any organisation out there that's, you know, looking at how they're performing, they are looking to see how technology can improve it. And sometimes the technology is not quite there yet, but even working with the client to figure out, to give them the lie of the land and give them a kind of a you know, I suppose a timeline about where they could maybe move to the next stage and take the micro steps beforehand rather than a big, bang, I suppose, around changing the technologies in their companies.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely a difficult thing to ask someone to change an entire system that they've been using for decades rather than say, well, this will benefit you this amount in this amount of time.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I suppose I just might come back over to you again now, Saif. And I suppose, you know, maybe you could think about maybe what would your, you know, you've given us good insights and you've given us some tips and things like that. But maybe you could share maybe your top tips for any student in their final year doing their master's in DCU considering applying to Accenture. What would your top tips be?
I think my number one top tip for consulting anyway would be, don't worry about the fact that Accenture is a technology company. They're hiring people who are experts in technology or who are interested in technology. So even if it's not something you really want to get loads of knowledge about, it's if you're interested in how it can transform a workplace, Accenture is a good place to go, because that's what I liked, how technology could transform place, but I didn't necessarily want to be the one creating the technology that did it. So that's probably my number one tip, is don't be worried about how much knowledge you have around technology. I suppose then the other ones is just make sure that you are showing off the skills you have learned over the past years, whether it be teamwork or even just Microsoft Office. All those little skills that you've learned through your degree, they're really important, and try to show them off as much as you can throughout your different experiences. They're probably my top two tips.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. And then yourself, Sarah, any top tips? You can have one or many. It's irrelevant. We'll take all your wisdoms.
Yeah, I think that second point that I've made is really important. You know, you learn more than you think you do. You know, you might be sitting in class about I don't know, the weather, but you're learning, you know, you're learning communication skills, you're teaching yourself how to learn, like you're learning much more than just being in a classroom, and it's important to remember that. So like when you're applying or, you know, later on in your career, just remember that, oh, I do know how to do that in Microsoft Word, or I did learn how to do that on a spreadsheet once, you know, all of those little bits do contribute. Other than that, you know, do the best you can and definitely look into the different projects that Accenture does have to offer.
Brilliant. And just regarding, you know, any tips about how best to research Accenture is, you know, because one of the top tips anyone would give, you know, research the company, research what they do. And obviously part of the research is actually to listen to this episode that is going to hugely contribute to the listener's research when applying. But any kind of blogs or anything you can direct people to, or any particular part of the site, Saif?
I would say if you go onto the Accenture website and find an industry that you're interested in, because there's plenty of case studies on the Accenture website about specific clients we've worked with. And if you find a case on that you're really interested in, show that off to people who are interviewing you, that you've looked into a specific company that we work with, and show off why you find it interesting, why it might be something you want to do in the future. And yeah, I'd say that's probably the best place to go, is if you go into a specific industry. So say for me, when I was joining, it was definitely health was the area that I was interested in, coming from HT. So I looked up some different health projects, even if it's not in Ireland. If the case studies are in the US, you can say how you'd love to do something like that in Ireland. I think that was definitely a big thing for me. That was the best advice I'd say I got from anybody, was knowing a specific company that Accenture are working with and liking the project that they were doing.
So it's like as if you were able to learn an awful lot about how Accenture do their business through the prism of this one case study, rather than, you know, taking the whole, you chunked it down to that one or two case studies that particularly caught your attention.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it makes it clearer in your mind as well what Accenture do, I think, and where you could maybe fit in.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a good idea.
And it probably makes it way more specific rather than very generalized, you know, because you can cite the actual example.
Yeah, exactly. And they can see that you're really interested in the company if you've looked that far into it to see what companies they work with. And it's not just a kind of a general overview of Accenture.
Brilliant. Yeah, because it's very hard, you know, when it gets too general to get your point across. So that's a brilliant tip. And yourself, Sarah, just say from a technical point of view, for our technical listeners, you know, thinking to apply more on the technical side of streams, you know, would there be anything, any places you would direct them to as to help them with the research?
Yeah, absolutely. On the Accenture website, they post their kind of recent research and innovations in their innovation center. I think it is linked on the homepage, on the Accenture page. And that covers like the technologies they're currently looking into and what they've discovered and, you know, how they've figured out that these can kind of send them into the future kind of. But there's a ton of resources all linked on that page. Even if you were just looking for the name of something to research, that's all there as well.
Brilliant. That's great. Well, I think I've learned an awful lot. You've kind of given us the nuts and bolts about the grad program, you know, getting onboarding and working through COVID as well. You've got some kind of insider hacks about, you know, how to research the organization the best way possible. Listen, thank you both so much, and really great to have DCU alumni on the episode. I think that will be very useful to our listeners because yourself, Sarah, it's only last year, and Sive was only in 2017, I think you told me. So all very, very recent and very relevant to our listeners and what their experiences are as they finish up their studies in DCU this year. So thank you both so much for that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.